Blog Talk Radio.
Bonus time. Introducing hip hop, new paradigm. God hop. So 88, Civil War, AKA Hard Will. Combat FC, Three Kings.
Let's take a walk through the realm of order and chaos. Let's summon the earth, air, fire, water, and AWOS. Let's resurrect Crawley, kill him again in a seance. And if this realm is too dark like a boss, you better lay off. I'm building a master race like my name was Adolf. And you can take that straight to the bank like Chase, cause I'm Madoff. And if you want some more, you better stay moss. Eliminate my foes like sudden death in the playoffs. The streets are filled with beef that kill. And I don't mean mad cow, it's really sad how these young brothers is mad foul. You laugh now until your ass to go ow when they blast pow. If you don't want to be assed out like a drunken homo on the village who passed out, you better have that cash out. But they just need a little knowledge of self to police and govern and even call it they self. The streets is watching like the camera in the traffic light. These dudes go on the episode of The Wire half the night. But they don't know it because their jeans got their ass too tight. And they too busy shooting sideways, couldn't blast you right. Metal strips and the money get picked up by satellite so they can track you at night and haul you off that cattle ride. These young boys still wanna be gaudy, so they busy on a stretch and work out like Pilates. These devils steady meddling in your melanin. Soulless walk-ins and they'll walk right in if you let them in. And then they turn you on late night like Letterman and channel your energy deep in your soul and be dwelling in. But like this, Dell, I'ma be brief like Pelican and tell you it's irrelevant, cause they all going to hell again. And if they try to scare you by screaming satanic, just tell them that you God and watch they panic. When it comes to knowledge, I go deep like Navy SEALs. Cook up food for thought and feed it to you slowly like baby meals. I don't wanna argue about Christ, he may be real. Or maybe you just sold your soul and you got a shady deal. They got all bases covered like they play the field. So don't believe everything they tell you just because they say it's real. To all my Christians, Muslims, and Jews, God ain't invisible, you're just confused. It's the black dot I get in your face like dimples. And be proactive when I attack you and bust off like pimples. You get a money back guarantee if I don't get in you. Deep into your pores, into the core of your mental. I don't have to be from Philly to get at your temple. And the complicated thing about it is that it's really that simple. I just wanna let my microphone speak and reveal to your peace why your life is so weak.
Let's get it!
Right on, I wanna smash with the lights on. But if it smells funky, I go from a staff to a python. And unlike Moses, I ain't gonna part that Red Sea. I don't give a damn if you got a big ass or a tight thong. Now, girlfriend, if you wanna get me up like a heist song, then let's play doctor, I'll take your temp all night long. And if you don't try to fall in L-O-V-E, we can stay cool, girl, just don't tell on me. But I don't wanna be the Mac, I wanna be the Mac D. No need to overreact, but now just call me the Black D. O-T is where that new energy of rap be. But it originated here, so I'm trying to bring it back, B. To the X, because we run this like a track meet. On to the next, and put up numbers like a stat sheet. I just wanna rip the boogie down, Bronx. Throw your hands in the air. You'll bring that back, you'll bring that back. Yeah, you already know what it is, Black Dot. AKA So 88. Royal Immortal. Ghetto Shaman. Your Civil Wise, you crazy for this one.
Yes, sir.
Let's get it. Red pill, blue pill.
Let's go.
My style is unheard of, which means it's death. If you ain't dealing with the right hand path, then that means it's left. This industry is wicked, they feed on death. And then they wild out on you like Charlie Sheen on meth. And then they bend you over like you lean on steps. And make you do the thing to put your team on next. So if you sell your soul, then you have a guy hitting you straight from the back in a cage kind of ritual. Illuminati. Illuminati me started with ill dudes who speak fluent Nazi. Now with some real dudes who creep that you and I see. Rappers and ball players, yeah, they recruit posse. It's no joke, I seen that old ruin posse. Dudes is close, but now they broke doing sloppy. So if you take that oath, you better watch out. Cause it's a one-way street, you can never cop out. I'm tuned in physically, which means I'm radioactive. I'm tuned in mystically, which means I'm ready to go practice. True magic because I'm ready to go access. Me and YP doing real magic on the match list.
Dot Chill.
You sure?
Chill Dot.
You sure?
Royal Immortal, man.
All right, there it is.
Mixtape of the year! Food for thought!
You are watching a master at work.
Who is truest, MC? Yeah, who be truest, MC? Who is truest, MC? Yeah, who be the truest, MC? Who is truest, MC? Yeah, who be the truest, MC? Who is truest, MC? Hear you, Mike, the master. Check me. I clutch the mic tight. Side to right and ignite the light out the dark. Spark the motherfucking best part of the rap game. The rap name is the true master. I'll blast any MC trap. You come against my extra pill. Versatile style that came back from the old to the new. And now I be in tune with the S-H-A all the way I stay in tune. So my shit's about the boom cars. Imperial material mandatory. Unlike whack corny MCs before me. But now it's the time for the true light to shine. In the darkest hour of time, the dark force, the dark source of the light. Triple darkness, the first spark I ignite. And resurrect that which fell from grace to occupy the lowest place. In time and space, I shall be reborn into the most high form. From the ashes to begin to remember and flashes. Let's go deep into your darkest mental chamber and confront your dark. Darkest strange anger, and then convert that anger to light for power. In the darkest hour of the night, the harder that a ball is thrown down, the higher it bounces. 7.5 other ounces of mental that comprise the holy temple of soul. I'm in control. Simple.
Peace and Black Power family. Welcome to another episode of Do Knowledge Radio, place where knowledge is born. This is your host, Knowledge Born Allah. We're definitely here tonight with one of the greatest scholars of our time, warrior, dedicated over 20 years to the reformation and restoration of our people. I'm speaking none other than Dr. Aleem L. Bey is in the building. Back by popular demand, that phone number to call in, family, 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with the questions or your comments. It becomes my honor and privilege at this time to introduce yourself and present to others my brother, my teachers, one of my greatest examples of family, of a man, of a husband, of a father, none other than my brother, Dr. Aleem L. Bey is in the building.
Peace, knowledge. What's going on with you, God?
Yeah, I'm good, Jay. How you?
Doing well. Just ready to get it in. He was getting ready to get popping off here with this info.
Man. Hey, ain't no introduction needed over here. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is another one of the places where you do your work at right here. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
I was just watching not too long ago Esoteric Enlightenment, the Esoteric Enlightenment joint, man. We had Rich on last Sunday, you know what I mean, and just going through the golden era times just a little bit, you know what I mean, and your work has largely propelled a generation of great thinkers, you know, despite this infiltration of this virus, because everything goes viral now, you know, you got a viral infection in your body, your Q system start to shut down. You understand what I'm saying? But people
exactly.
still want to go viral.
right, exactly.
And I think, you know, from my perspective, you have provided us with a lot of the things that people try to do now, you see what I'm saying, in a very small fashion. You was able to teach us the occult, the metaphysics, the science of healing, the, you know, science of health and wellness, you know, all of these things, you know, as a teacher should, and, you know, create a student body of critical analyzers devoid of straight-up emotional rantism, because that's the thing nowadays.
Right, it is.
So now, with this resurgence of you, I know you never stop teaching. You know, you never stop teaching, you never stop lecturing, you never stop putting out information. You know, one of the motivations behind this Blog Talk series was, of course, your channel. You know, so to be able to reach this audience now, like, was there an event that prompted you coming back and moving around? I know you've been, you know, going different places again, at least to my knowledge, since within the last 2 years. So, you know, what was it?
Right.
You know, I know there was a concern about, you know, you being where you are and still doing what you're doing. So what was it about this particular time, day and time that we're in right now, that, you know, prompted this move around in the way that it's going now?
Well, you know, we passed a little few years here of the debate scene. I think everybody done had enough of that for the time being, so it's time now to put back out real information. You know,
right.
So being that it's real information, you know, I just knew it was time in order to get back out here on the circuit and, you know, go hard. So, I mean, basically, for the last year, we've been popping off lectures every month, you know, to one to two, maybe three a month now. So, you know, we're really going off at, this year, getting the info out. So we're going to continue doing that, you know, that way, you know, we, like you say, we done seen on infiltrators and, you know, on agents or, you know, individuals who just, as Bobby would say, you know, read one book and, you know, he who reads one book knows nothing type, you know, basically, you know, lead the scene. So now it's just time to definitely get back in and, you know, do what we do.
Right. I was just bugging out. What was it? 10 years ago now? You know, it's like a 10-year anniversary from the UK.
Right.
On Halloween, you know what I'm saying?
Yep, on Halloween,
you gave
right,
that,
exactly.
Gave him that
yep.
work, you know.
Yep.
How much, what, you seen, you know, you could go 10 years before that, you see what I'm saying? So even from that point, you know what I'm saying, from, you know, starting out in 95, around 95 or so, how many shifts have we seen? And, like, I guess the second part of that question is,
right.
Well, you have, know, the people, have the people changed? Has the information
no, the
changed?
The people themselves haven't changed, because there's always been seekers and those who was truth seekers and those who wanted real information. That has never changed. So the people haven't changed. The media that we have gone through has changed dramatically or drastically. You know, in 95, there were no internet, you know, and it was no such thing as social media, you know, as it is. You know, there was no MySpace at that time, definitely no Facebook, none of that, you know. The earliest thing it was that we remember even hearing about as far as concerning us was Black Planet. And that didn't come until the early 2000s. So, 95, there was none of that. So, you had to really go to the library and do your research, do your studies. You had to be in the reference section. You had to be in the, you know, in the, well, we call it an attic, but you had to definitely go all over the library and gather information in various libraries. You, every city that you went to, you had to go to the library. You know, I know that's what we did. Matter of fact, I remember in 95, Bobby, me and Bobby was at Fulton County Library in Atlanta, Georgia. And he was like, man, shit, man, there's more people doing, you know, doing this, man, like me, man, shit, man, we'd be up this, out this thing in no time. And that's when it clicked. Even though I was already teaching before, that's when I decided that, you know, I'll do the circuit thing, you know, like Bobby and Phil and Debbie Blaine, Brother Dao, and you know, all the great ones, because that's who I came in with, you know. That's who sparked me, in a sense, to do it, you know. I was already a student of Dr. Malachi of New York. I was already a student of the Nation of Islam teachings. You know, at 12, read Autobiography of Malcolm X like 3 or 4 times, you know, couldn't put it down. I remember the first night I read the whole book, you know, I stayed up all night reading, you know, couldn't put it down. You know, so student of Elijah Muhammad, student of Malcolm, student of Minister Farrakhan, Dr. Khaled, you know, I met Dr. Khaled in 93, first time. You know, shook his hand, you know, gave him, you know, the Islamic, you know, dap, as we say, you know, hug or whatever, and, you know, and just kept seeing him over the years after that, you know. You know, Bob and Steve Coakley, I was a student of his, you know, matter of fact, just a few days right before he passed, you know, which he already told me that he said he was after him, and that they was trying to kill him, you know. So I sent him some funds so that, you know, can help his situation out a little bit, you know. But he was one of my teachers, you know, Dr. Ben. You know, been to many Dr. Ben's lectures, and, you know, so for it was a pleasure for me to lecture in front of Dr. Ben on 2 different occasions. One was the Soros and City debate, and the other one was where I actually lectured with Oswald Kwesi, Dr. Phil Valentine, Brother Hakeem H.Y. Bey, Brother Azariah, and many others. We lectured, you know, and that was 2005, you know. So, you know, just, you know, the people that I admire coming into this information, you know, them getting a chance to actually see me shine, and, you know, and Oswald Kwesi came up on me and said, brother, that was a brilliant lecture, you know. So that's when, you know, I'm sitting there shocked with my mouth open, you know, like, what? Brother Oswald Kwesi just came and said, I did a good lecture? Shoot, okay. You know, so, I mean, these are the brothers that I came in, you know, admiring. And so that's, you know, this is because we was on the circuit, as they would say. Not the chitlin circuit, but we called it the conscious circuit. All right, so, you know, that's what we called it, you know, coming in. Now, what it is that a lot of these brothers and sisters that's coming out, being at YouTube and Facebook and Google, you know, Plus, you know, all of them have such, you know, you have the ability now just to get on the air anytime that you think, you know, a whim, you know, anything that comes to your mind, you jump it on the air, you know, trying to get some clicks or whatever the case is. And a lot of people, you know, got famous from that. A lot of people have, you know, have really, you know, doing their thing. However, you know, the fact that I had teachers, you know, that was the difference, and that's the reason why we keep pushing on, because I'm having teachers give you a shining example of what to do and what not to do, how to be, and, you know, and that's the beautiful thing about it, you know. Take the phone. Right, so, no, that's the beautiful thing about it. Okay, all right, so, you know, that's the difference between my generation coming in and, you know, and the generation that we presently see nowadays, you know, because Big Brother has made it so convenient for anyone to jump on and, you know, put forth an idea, you know, in which that might not be correct. It sounds good, you know, but there's no scholarship backing it. And because of that, and also they didn't have teachers. You know, I knew these brothers personally. I sat with these brothers. I ate with these brothers, you know. Even some of the brothers stayed at my house. You know, like Brother Dale Jones, you know, him and his wife, Sister Q, you know, they stayed at our house. You know, Sister Myra L, she lectured at our store. Professor Griff, we brought him down for, you know, at Felton State University. We was alumni, you know. So, you know, my wife and I are alumni. So, I mean, you know, we've got a chance to, you know, meet brothers and sisters in which that has been in this movement, you know, for 20, 25 years and more, you know?
Definitely. Peace to my sister. This Islam to my sister. Dear man. Legend. Legend. Yeah,
so you can see my hesitation. You can see my hesitation even being mixed up, you know, coming from, you know, a generation of great thinkers, you know, master presenters, master researchers. Y'all was the decoders, you know, for the legends. You see what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, so, you know, those people who are privy to a gift like C. Freeman L., you know, a gift.
And I can't forget him. He was one of my teachers during 95 and 96, 97,
right.
You know, along with Bobby.
Right.
Right. So he taught both of us.
Right.
Right.
So people not being present to receive a gift like that, you know, they won't know. So, I mean, even, you know, with the science of breath. You see what I'm saying? The science of breath that you taught us, you know, so it's like a master translator, you know. So for you, Black Dot, Rashid, I see the Dupitez, you know, the Pills, you know, KT, all of y'all represent our inheritance. We received y'all. You see what I'm saying? Like everybody couldn't get a Phil. They couldn't get a Bobby. You see what I'm saying? They hadn't graduated enough in themselves to even receive the information. You see what I'm saying? So it was like, okay, y'all made it more palatable. You know what I mean? I always tell Dr. Valentine, I was in Baghdad watching Somatic Death, me and my partners. And after watching Somatic Death, we was up for 3 days straight. Researching, you understand what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
Sleep. What is that? You understand what I'm saying? We watching Pyramid the Projects. You see what I'm saying? We in the joint watching Pyramid the Projects. So you know when it came time, you know, for us to do the thing, because you know we in November. You know we was all supposed to be together. You know the original Tetragrammaton time was supposed to, you know, make the thing happen. You know, and my mother was just like a surprise icing on the cake, so the world would be able to know. What lineage I descend from. You see what I'm saying? Because lineage, you just described lineage and how important lineage was without saying lineage. So now imagine if people don't value lineage, you're trying to talk to them about nationality? Forget about it.
Exactly.
Forget about it. You see what I'm saying? Like they can't, right? They can't even honor they womb from whence they came. You see what I'm saying? And you know,
right.
The old school joints say, don't cut off relations with the wombs that bought you. You see what I'm saying? So these institutions
right.
that gave you life, and so to see that being put in a manner of sport and play, in the way of life that people live, I had some serious problems about some of the stuff that had popped up. You see what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I just didn't use my voice, you know, on the internet. But best believe some people got some calls like, yo, what are you doing? You better not have no part in this. You understand what I'm saying? You live
right.
this way of life. How could you allow this to take place? Yo, I tried to talk to them. Nah, we got to go deeper than that. You see what I'm saying? How could this be publicized and you live this way of life? You know this works. You know this is a remedy. This is why you still in the free cycle. What are you talking about? You think this belonged to you? Nah, this is not just you. So something need to happen. You know what I'm saying? I was like, this is crazy. You know, certain people, it's fortunate that I was overseas at the time that, you know, that stuff had popped off. You know what I'm saying?
Because
I was coming to see some folk, you know what I mean? So it's just real about, you know, these ways of life that people are, you know, looking at now, you know, based off of these interfaces that they didn't got from these posers that's running around. You see what I'm saying? So it's really distorted. But, you know, fortunately enough or unfortunately for some, the opportunity to see some people, you know, face-to-face and live and interface changed a whole lot of misunderstanding that was going on, even if it was only for a moment. You understand?
Gotcha.
You know, it catches like it's Brooklyn in the house. They had it's Brooklyn in the house face for a little bit. You know what I mean? So that was a good thing to see, you know, a good thing to see. You see that representation in a way that our enemies used to see. They knew what that fez was about and what it was for and what it meant when we showed up. So, you know, having that understanding, you know what I mean, I think that was a good situation, you know.
Indeed.
As far as, you know, what you doing, what you got coming up, y'all in Bemore right now or y'all still in route?
No, tomorrow we got a lecture in Baltimore, Maryland at 4801 Forest Heights Avenue at the Senior Citizen Center, or the Senior Center. And we will be there from 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. So anyone in the Delaware, Virginia, Washington, D.C., Maryland area, come on out and check us out. We're going to be going into the law of correspondence as above, so below, as within, so without. That's the lecture. So you're going to get some of the most dynamic information that I can give currently. And best believe it's going to knock you in your ass. So come on out and check us out.
And the week after, you got another joint, right?
Yeah, we got the next one the following week. And for those who want to check us out, you can go to the website with all the dates, information, and the calendar of events. That's dralimelbey.com. That's dralimelbey.com. And go to calendar of events page. And everything, everywhere that we're supposed to be lecturing at is listed right there. So this month we got like 3 back-to-back. So like I said, we got the tomorrow one in Baltimore, Maryland. We got the following week in New York, in Brooklyn, at Nicholas Brooklyn, with Joel Benjamin. You know, definitely check them out. I think it's 1396 Fulton Street in Brooklyn. So come on out. Once again, that's New York, Brooklyn. Brooklyn and the house, you know what I mean? So that's where we're going to be at. And then the following week after that, November the 18th, we got a lecture right here in North Click, North Cackalack, as we say, in Wilson, 300 Pender Street. And so we're going to be here in North Click 300 Pender Street in Wilson, North Carolina. For those that are in the North Carolina area, of course, come on out, check us out, you know. And then, 2 weeks later, we got our lecture, our X-Men gathering, as we call it, at the Bay Mansion, you know. It's going to be here in North Clark once again, December the 8th, 9th, and 10th. All right, and that's going to be right here in North Clark. For those that want more information, give us a call at 910-364-9099. That's 910-364-9099. And that is called the Gathering of the X-Men at the Bay Mansion. And the X-Men, because we was called Generation X. We got that title, like my first year in college, that we was that generation, or Generation X. So, you know, right, they didn't know what the hell was going to pop off. So we just called Generation X because we was the unknown. So we keeping that going.
I think we got bad connection. Lost our brother. Going live, Do Knowledge Radio, Brother Knowledge going live. And this is, Dr. Aleem Al Bay. So laying out the calendar and the schedule of events regarding to these upcoming lectures. I'm pretty sure he's going to give out his contact information on how to reach him and how to book the brother and his queen for your city. So it's an opportunity now as this shift in focus goes back to real information, real teaching, real scholarship. So, you know, again, if you have a question or you have a comment for our brother, that phone number to call in, 515-605-9360. Again, 515-605-9360. Press 1 with your questions or your comments. So we're going to take a quick music break while we wait for our brother to get back on. On live here, Do Knowledge Radio. Brother Knowledge is born on love.
Time for me to get my grown man on, talk to the fellas for a minute. You know, we call these women out their name and treat them so bad that they begin to expect that. We claim we want a queen, but we ain't acting like kings. We claim we want a goddess, but we ain't acting like gods. So fellas, let me ask you, when the last time you went to the projects, scooped up one of them chickens, and turned that into chicken soup? Check it. I see potential in you, sister friend. Yeah, I know about your past, and I know you've been with different men. Now we'll talk, I hope you're listening. You let these fellas run game, but in the end you didn't get the win. Now you straddle with three kids, three baby daddies with three bids, and three who claim it ain't his. The wind is due and there's an empty fridge. Yet you got your hair done, nails done, everything did, huh? It's just a chicken, by definition I'm checking. Listen, no disrespecting, but sister's not his, the question. You meet a brother, he hidden to get the step, and you did it for his erection, or was it for his affection? You can paint the pic if you're an artist. She just wants some love so she can stick it where her heart is. Brothers just be focusing on hitting it the hardest. She just need a man who's gonna raise her from a chicken to a goddess, right? Real men, throw your hands up. Grown man, pull your pants up. Time for you to stand up. You know these women can't stand us, because we call them out their name, call them lame, treat them scandalous. We claim they never understand us, so we steady running game. It's a shame we never man up. Oh yeah, I used to call them chickens too, but I'm an alchemist now, so I turn them into chicken soup. Throwing the veggies when she's not looking, checking. She don't even know she's in the pot cooking, sweating, and the effects are immediate when this is through. I just need to add the ingredient for chicken soup. I drop a jewel and give her someone to listen to. Her house is a home now, it's no longer a pigeon coop. These fellas quick to tell you all that they regulated, but how many women have they elevated? Let's estimate it. They wanna eat, but they don't wanna cook that meal, or shop for them groceries, they want the fast food deal. Now meanwhile, I got a saute and they all saying she looking much better while you was out ball playing. Throwing a dash of love, respect, honor. Treat her children like my own, go and meet her mama. Yeah, I'll admit, things were sick when I met her, but you know that chicken soup will make us all feel better, right? Real men, throw your hands up. Grown man, pull your pants up. Time for you to talk, it ain't worth mentioning. Cause I forgave her for her past discretion. Still looking past the present, there's a master lesson. So I gave her knowledge of self-esteem to get her mind right and everything else to see. This fell in line right as soon as she felt the king. Because when I'm right, you know I'ma help the queen, right? And don't assume who I'm speaking to. It's real talk, I know some chickens who be vegans too. I'm trying to scramble like an egg because I'm beating you. I'm with the head with the truth, I'm just teaching you some peeping, boo. We need to add our ingredients together. You be the queen, I'll be the king, it's whatever. Let's form a tight bond that the world couldn't sever. Cause you know that chicken soup will make us all feel better, right? Real men, throw your hands up. Grown man, pull your pants up. Time for you to stand up. You know these women can't stand us. Because we call them out their name, call them lame, treat them scandalous. We claim they never understand us. So we steady running game, it's a shame we never man up. Oh yeah, I used to call them chickens too, but I'm an alchemist now, so I turn them into chicken soup. Real men, throw your hands up. Grown man, pull your pants up. Time for you to stand up. You know these women can't stand us. Because we call them out their name, call them lame, treat them scandalous. We claim they never understand us. So we steady running game, it's a shame we never man up. Oh yeah, I used to call them chickens too, but I'm an alchemist now, so I turn them into chicken soup.
Back again. We got cut off. We navigating, so you know,
right,
traveling.
Right.
You know, sometimes that happens.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. You were giving out the information about that the last event. You were giving out the information
is our event, which we're going to have here in North Clark, North Cackalack, North Carolina. It's going to be December the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and it's called the Gathering of the X-Men at the Bay Mansion. I'm going to be Magneto. Charles Xavier. So really, we know where those characters came from. That was actually Malcolm X, Al-Hash, Miguel Shabazz, and Martin Luther King. So you're going to be hosting that event December the 8th, 9th, and 10th at the Bay Mansion. And basically, we're going to give certification for those that are interested. Like you said, just 15 years ago, Reiki cost $10,000 just to get certified from level 1 to level 3. Right? So nowadays, course, it's filtered, you know, it's all over the place, you know, and, you know, on YouTube and elsewhere, you know, but to really experience it, you know, you definitely want to, you know, be in tune with the individual, see the person face to face, so you can feel the energy and experience it. So that's December the 8th, 9th, and 10th, and we will be, once again, doing certification. So we'll be doing certification for Reiki 1, all right? Which is included in the 250, along with Pranic Healing, along with Qigong Level 1, Tai Chi Level 1. So you get all four of those certifications at $250, you know. And if you want Reiki 2, Reiki 3, then those are additional charges. And then if you want Advanced Level Pranic Healing, then that's an additional charge. But for the 250, you're getting Reiki 1 attunement, you're getting Pranic Healing, basic training, you're getting Tai Chi Level 1 and Qigong Level 1, you know. So for those that's interested in the energy modalities, the science of healing, because right now we know that everybody, you know, think that, you know, matter of fact, I've known Dr. Sibley ever since 1987, you know, so everybody right now is into the vegetarian, vegan, you know, fruitarian, you know, but we're going to try to take y'all even to the higher level, which is vegetarian. So we want to teach you the science of meditation, you know, the science of breathing, because the most important aspect of life is breathing. You go without food for 40 days, 40 nights, just like Jesus, you know, allegorically, as well as also you can go without water for almost 2 weeks, but you can't go without the breath for 3 to 6 minutes. So the most important aspect of life is the breath itself. And 70% of the waste that's supposed to be removed from the body is supposed to be by breathing. 20% your skin, and 10% through defecation and urination. So most time, you know, we think that if we had a good piss or a good shit that, you know, that we got it out. No, 70% is supposed to be removed by breathing, 20% by your skin. So, the science is learn how to breathe properly and correctly. That's the most important aspect, you know. We teach that, and so we're going to be going into that. Also teaching the science of ritual, spiritual cleansing, so forth and so on. You know, the occult teachings, esoteric sciences, and metaphysics. That's what we're going to be on. So that's December the 8th, 9th, and 10th. All right, North Carolina, give me a call. For the event, 910-364-9099, and that way you'll get all the instructions, directions, and if you're interested, you can stay on the land. We got 30 acres of land you can stay on. We also have hotels. For those that's interested, you go to the website, drlimelbay.com. That's D-R-A-L-I-M-E-L-B-E-Y. That's drlimelbay.com. drlimelbey.com, and go to calendar of events or calendar events and go there, and you can see all the information that I just talked about, you know, and everything.
Now, I know I might be prying a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I want to know if there's another book or books in the works that you can share with us.
Oh, yeah, definitely. We got The Kingdom of God is Within You. We got Out of the Womb, Into the Mind. We also have Will the Real Jesus Please Stand Up. And we have a couple more, actually. But those three are finished. We also have the Metaphysical End of Religious Confusion. Which is like a extended version of the information that I have on the website.
So y'all at work, y'all ain't playing no games, huh?
No, we're not playing. You got to get it out and teach the people proper information. Because, you know, they still talk about Black Jesus, and I'm like, that's fine. And that is the description that they give to us in Revelation, the first chapter. However, that's because the first people on the planet Earth were us. So they gave the original description as that being of a melanated being, i.e. you. However, the symbolism in which that was given, you know, is really talking about the science of breath, or the breath of life itself, the Holy Breath. You know, and that's what Yahshua symbolizes. You know, Shu is the personification of air, which happens to be in between the Yah and the Wah, his Yahshua, or which the Old Testament deity was Yahweh, and the New Testament deity is Yahshua. All right? So, hence, Shu is in between Yahweh of the Old Testament, hence the Old Body, and now the New Body Testament, as they say. You know, and that's what that's symbolic to. You know, that's why they set up the book of Genesis, you know, hence your genes. And then Revelation, to reveal that which was encoded in your genes or your DNA, which is your ancestral data bank, as is always spoken of by Brother Oshawa Crazy. You know, so, you know, this is the truth of the matter. So we can get away from just the skin color and feeling good about that to actual practice. You know, because knowing is half the battle, the other half is the actual application. And that's what we got to get to, is the actual application.
Well, I saw that reflection
with the god Fu Quan, Sunstar Lave, you know.
Right, right.
You know, we had the god on Beautiful Conversation, and that was another, you know, defining moment for me. He was like, yeah, God, I see what you out here doing. I see who you running with. You know what I'm saying? I was like, what? You know what I mean? You get, you know, that's like a, you know, you get a high five. You know what I'm saying? Like, I get a back from, you know,
right,
from one of my teachers and influence, you know, like that in regards to, you know, how you moving. You know, you're moving on the right path. You see what I'm saying? There's no way I could have taken everything that I received from my mother and father and from the community. You know what I mean? I know the community. I know the conscious community. You know, I lived in it. I grew up in it. You know, my other brothers and sisters, we grew up in it. So I don't know where the so-called place is. I never been there. I never heard of it. You know what I'm saying? You know, the lesson said, I beg your pardon, sir, I never heard of one. So I never heard of it. You see what I'm saying? So that's a mystery to me, you know? So to be in a place in the old and honor to what I receive, you see what I'm saying? I can't do nothing but continue to be evidence. You see what I'm saying? You can't say so-called conscious community and say me in the same sentence. Like, oh, I was proof that there was class. You see what I'm saying? They're like, yo, how do you know what you... I'm proof that there was class going on and you was teaching and you put your money up. You know, you see what I'm saying? Like, all of this stuff, like, this is... These were investments over the years. You see what I'm saying? And the dividends that it paid is, you know, lifelong. So, you know, when the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad was telling us what the benefits of knowing who you are, you see what I'm saying? You know, friends, good homes, and, you know, people from all walks of life type of situation, this is a real reality, you know, manifesting it. You see what I'm saying? So taking something from a determined idea, we've seen it work malefically. Now let's see it work in the way in which our ancestors intended it to work. You know, the things that they left behind for us as inheritance, what's true value, you know, what's true worth. You see what I'm saying? Versus, you know, what's accepted for value. You know, we're dealing with artificial people. You know what I'm saying? It's more so when you taught us how to use words and how words are used. You see what I'm saying? How the spell is cast. You see what I'm saying? Breaking those psychological chains in regards to identification. I think, you know, as this thing goes along, people no longer get that information first. They just hear the other stuff. You see what I'm saying? And then they become misguided by people who are misguided. And they are misguiding people based off of that. You see what I'm saying? So,
right.
I mean, I'm definitely, you know, glad that, you know, the real is back because, you know, there's a lot of misrepresentation that's going on, you know, a lot of misinformation, you know, and a lot of faulty blame that's being placed in a place that's sacred. You see what I'm saying? Because of the shenanigans of these people that's out here in the streets. False flagging, if that's the term still.
That is true. It's true.
So how do you handle that? You know, what type of picture do you have to paint? Is that something that makes it harder for you, or is it something that, you know, it don't even affect you? As far as your work is concerned, you know, dealing with our people in regards to law and nationality and...
You talking about, like, research?
As far as making an impact, getting through to people, you know, because we didn't have all of this, you know, what they would call in
astronomy
is like light noise.
Right. I got you.
Noise
pollution. Like, most people hear me lecture, you know, tell me that, you know, I'm one of the clearest, comprehensible, understandable brothers in which that they have heard lecture. Because I can give details, but yet make it so simple and plain that a third grader can understand it. My wife called me the connector. But, you know, so, you know, everybody else called me the Charmin Healer. So, you know, I like those two titles in regard to the way in which that I teach, because I try to connect holistically, you know, everything in which that can heal, you know. So we're talking about from a physical, mental, emotional, you know, spiritual, soulful level, you know. So, you know, what I do, you know, I meditate, I chant, you know, I do sounds and words of power, cosmic healing tones, and et cetera, you know, on a daily basis. You know, as Muslims say, I dhikr, the 99 names of Allah, as well as, you know, many other things I just do throughout the day. Being that I don't work for anyone, I can do these type of things and still have time to do what I need to do, you know, as far as our business is concerned, our home, you know, because we just got a new home. So right now that's what we're busy working on, is the home project, you know. So, I mean, just trying to stay relaxed, you know, eat, you know, the best food that we possibly can as far as, you know, I love, you know, drinking smoothies, in particular green smoothies. You know, that's the, you know, definitely the ones in which I feel the most energy from, you know, when I, you know, grind up, you know, and blend some kale and carrots and spinach, you know, celery, you know, et cetera, you know, so just trying to stay, you know, positive mindset on a daily basis. So, I mean, that's what I do. So what seems to be work isn't really work at all. You know, it's just doing it and getting it done and, you know, and being happy, man, you know, so, you know, I can't remember my man's name, but the song was Don't Worry, Be Happy. You know, that's the mindset that I'm taking on nowadays, you know, so, you know, I don't even think about, you know, anything that's hard. You know, I just do it.
So you're really embodying that principle, huh? That labor of love. I mean, that's beautiful. I mean, that's a perfect description to describe your family life. You know what I mean? And the approach towards our people. You know, there's some other people that say they are looking, you know, for liberation for our people, but they're doing it in the worst kind of manner. You know what I mean? Like, it's unbelievable, you know, for people to have children. You see what I'm saying? Because I don't know how people made it, you know, without the microwave back in the day, chick. Because,
right.
You know, they got that adage that says a watch pot doesn't boil. You know what I mean?
Right.
If we had to wait, you know, for a pot to boil nowadays, you know, people would lose their mind. You see what I'm saying? Like, you can't even wait for the water to boil. But you're hungry, and you want something to eat, but you can't wait for the water to boil. You see?
Right.
You know, so that this, you know, false narrative of instant gratification has created a psychology of the inability to delay gratification. Situation.
Indeed.
You see what I'm saying? In a situation,
it's not
holistic. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because if it was 2K19 coming out tomorrow, cats would be camped out. You know what I'm saying? Sleeping bags in front of stores, or some new Jordans or some stuff would come out. You know, cats would be camped out. You know,
right.
For it. So,
right.
You got patience for what you want to have patience.
Right. Cats would camped out for the new Xbox. You know. So I mean, hell yeah, it was camped out for the new Jordan. So, you know, yeah. But coming and get this information, they not camped out, and you know, and
right.
that's detrimental to their psyche, you know, not knowing
right.
who they really are and still having questions about life, because we ain't get no goddamn instruction book, you know, the closest
right.
thing you have is an astrology chart or a numerology
right.
chart, you know, and you know, and of course, you know, this instruction before leaving Earth called the Bible, you know, which that's what they get hung up on, but you know, really they have a personal, you know, something personal, because they always talk about my Lord, the personal Savior, but yet they don't know personally themselves. So that's a problem. And they don't seem like they really you know, are concerned about that. You know, live and you die, you know, type of attitude. You know, and it has to go beyond that. You know, it has to be, look, I want to know what's really going on, you know, on planet Earth, why my life is this way. Let me look at these planetary alignments in this these constellations. You know, what's taking place, you know, on the planet. You know, are there, extraterrestrials or, you know, ultra-terrestrials or interdimensional terrestrials or whatever, you know, aliens, you know, is there parallel universes? Is this a holographic universe? You know, I mean, all these things is something to wish that, it's just interesting to find out what's really going on, and people should definitely do more research because everything is living. And it helps to expand the mental, you know. Eddie Griffin said, you know, reading is fun to the mental. It's fundamental, you know. So, you know, definitely doing the research. You know, that's the best thing. As Elijah Muhammad said, you know, history rewards all research. You know, history rewards all research.
Most definitely, and understanding is the best part, you know. So, you know, it becomes, you know, proof of your life and, you know, showing and forth and proving the power of two coming one to manifest a determined idea, you know. So, right. I mean, it's there, you know, it's personified. This is all that baby talk that they claim that it's there now. You see what I'm saying? It's like, you know, this is baby talk. They done wrote this stuff off as baby talk. But they haven't elevated the conversation. They have regressed the conversation. You see?
Right.
Through metaphysics, through, you know, health and wellness, we expanded the conversation. I mean, in 2000, where were we, like 2035? Now we're 1555.
Yeah.
Now we're in 1555. They wanted to divert the attention of the conversation to 1555.
Right.
You see what I'm saying? They wanted to be in the 60s. They wanted to be in the 20s and the 30s. And this is what we see in manifest. But
right.
Not with the same people. With an amalgamated version of the people.
Right.
You know, our ancestors resolve. And that sense of purpose and that value and spirit between one another, you got people want to live in the time that they can't even exist in because they don't even have what was necessary to continue to move.
Right.
So, I mean, this Reformation time, you got a chance to see it. You see what I'm saying? Like, I even hear people, you know, in the community that are saying now, you know, it's time for people to pass the torch. And, you know, they said sometimes you got to take the torch. I'm like, nah, if you've been around for the last 11 years, anything you done witnessed thus far is what happens when you try, you steal the torch. You understand what I'm saying? When the torch is stolen, you know, and
yeah,
you got somebody
right.
Running around saying, you know, I am such and such. You see what I'm saying? Giving birth
right.
to these, you know, degenerate children, these wayward children that are running around, you know, these prodigal sons and daughters that are running around out here. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So, you know, it's time, you know, for the true light bearers to, you know, resurface. So I'm glad to be able to see yourself and Reverend Valentine and, you know, Dr. Africa and, you know, the progressing the conversation forward. You know, I even seen Brother Panic coming back to New York after 10 years. You see what I'm saying? Because it's time,
right.
You know, to progress the conversation forward, you know, in the way that it should go. Because we can only go forward. We can't go back. You see what I'm saying? It's like, like, you know, it's... I'm glad. I'm thankful, you know.
And see, we're doing it back to back. You know, Baba Phil's going to be there. I'm there the next week. And then the week after that is Brother Penny. So they're getting a triple special.
Well, it looked like the 90s and the early 2000s. That's what
exactly.
It looked like.
Exactly.
And the way that it's supposed to be. And in Brooklyn, you know.
Yep, in
stage,
Brooklyn.
You know.
All of us in Brooklyn, exactly.
Yeah. So we know about the Apollo in Harlem, you know what I'm saying? We just know the Brooklyn energy, whole nother energy and a whole nother time. So
right.
So I know y'all traveling, y'all got things y'all want to do. If y'all got any closing remarks, please give all of that information one more time and how people can book you so they can get the Aleem El Bay Dream Team in their city. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Well, yeah, just so you give us a call at 910-364-9099 in order to book us, myself or my wife, you know, because now she's doing her thing too. So definitely give us a call, 910-364-9099, or go to the website and put the information in that you want to talk to us. Us about the info and the lecture, honorarium, as well as all the other information. And you can definitely, you know, do that right there at the website, draleemelbay.com. And any other information which that you know, want to leave, comments, questions, we answer them. You can go to my YouTube page. You can go to Twitter, Instagram, my three pages, actually five pages on Facebook. So just check us out.
All right. Well, we appreciate the time, y'all. Have safe travels, and I know the information y'all going to be putting out definitely going to be powerful, and much love, honor, and respect. To you and your queen, and to that Bay dynasty y'all got going over there.
Right. You say that.
All right.
All right.
Peace to you.
Peace.
All right, family, we're going to roll up out of here. Salute and honor to my brother, Dr. Aleem El Bay, who's Queen Kadira. Again, don't forget to go to www.draleemelbay.com for further information. Another classic episode here on Doom Knowledge Radio with your brother, Knowledge Born Alive. Don't forget to check us out. If you like what you heard, subscribe to the show here, www.blogtalkradio.com/Doom Knowledge Radio. That's DOTHAKNOWLEDGERADIO. Check us out this weekend. Phenomenal weekend. Two powerful warrior queens will be in the building. Sister Aleema will be in the building tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, Sister Javon Muhammad will be on 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Sunday. Y'all can catch me at African Liberation School. Get This Wisdom Live on the YouTube every Saturday, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Make sure you subscribe to the channel. Subscribe to our YouTube channel, Doom Knowledge Radio, on YouTube. Check us out at our e-commerce site, www.doomtheknowledgeuniversity.com. And you can follow the show on Twitter, at KnowledgeBorn15 on Twitter. Again, that's at KnowledgeBorn15 on Twitter. I want to thank everybody for calling in. And thank you to the listening audience and the brothers and sisters that will view this archives. Don't forget, I'll be on the Rundown with Renee with Doggy Diamonds. This Sunday, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So with that, I say peace, love, black power, and we'll see you tomorrow.
I'm a B-boy, not a D-boy. Frontin' like you moving weights, you're a decoy. Straight like the number 8, Bill Destroy. Baseline's kicking in your face, Bruce Leroy. I'm so 88, I'm bringing crack back. I pack a Mac in the back of the Yak Rap. Backpack rap, yeah, I'm bringing that back. Super, super rockin' Mr. Magic Rap Attack.
shift from hand to hand. I'm all up in your glands from New York to Maryland. And I'm Boogie Down's finest. You rewind this, gone hops behind this. A few reminders that I'll spark your mind with. You'll go blind with the stars I align with. Not a Ciroc boy, I'm a side rock boy. Always know the time like I'm flavored with a clock boy. Always on your mind like I just gave you a knock boy. And always on my grind like I'm laid up on your block boy. I bring the noise like I'm carrying speakers to a party bass bottom while you carrying tweeters. Roll up in your girl's gut when she carry the fetus. And like I work at Home Depot, I'm carrying heaters. Now she want a photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's the motto, here we go. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Falling like we on the team, suckers we don't really play. Every day, every day, dropping knowledge. Every day, every day, every day, getting dollars every day. Why so serious? Tone it down, these thug niggas eat knowledge too. They just vicarious, just hilarious. When we start speaking mysterious metaphysics, if they just stop hearing us. It's a thin line between knowledge and dollars. A thin line between the dealer and the hustling scholar. Thin line between the leader and the suckers who follow. Meditate with you today, then they say fuck you tomorrow. And if you ain't getting money, you might as well be a comedian. These young niggas looking at you like you funny. Chilling in your comedic gear, you might as well be homeless. These young niggas looking at you like you bummy. So I keep my swag right, I won't eat for a week to reach my peak. That's what I call a fast life. I keep my cash right, shine like a flashlight. When it comes to microphones, I blow like a bagpipe. You better act right before I turn into a psychic and predict that this will be your past life. Ask your wife if my shaft is right. You can't measure up, so you have it nice. Yeah, ask you on the photo, you already know though. You only live once, that's the motto, here we go. And we bout it every day, every day, every day. Falling like we on the team, sometimes we don't really play. Every day, every day, dropping knowledge. Every day, every day, every day, getting dollars every day.
Good, fam.
How long you been living in Atlanta? You know how to get to stand.